Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about having Joe Condro back on the show. Joe's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've been friends for a long time, and she's one of our favorite folks. Just an outstanding resource. She's the author of at least three books. I've got three of her books, and they're just outstanding books. One's called 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly. This has sold something under 10 million copies worldwide. And then she's got her From Book Signing to Bestseller book, and then the one that I get an awful lot out of and have for a long time now, a Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life. Joe Condro, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's my pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Joe, you've gotten some recognition recently, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Well, see, I tell my audience that we have no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience, and you're a good example of that, and I'd like for you to tell the audience about some of the warm fuzzies you've gotten recently.
Well, one of the things I am tremendously proud of is receiving from the Department of Commerce's Commercial Services.
Right. They're great folks.
Right. Expert Achievement Certificate.
Wow.
And this is, quote, presented to Gold Mines Incorporated for recent accomplishments in the global marketplace. I just happen to have it sitting here on the desk.
I just happen to have it right there.
I can easily read it. And this is in recognition, Jim, of my books being published by foreign publishers.
Right.
And one of the people with the Department of Commerce in California took note of that. And most recently, we have a Romanian publisher to pick up 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly and Translate It.
Congratulations.
And that makes the seventh language it's translated into.
Well, that's great.
And my little Take Charge of Your Life book now is in Indonesian, and a Spanish, Mexican publisher just signed a contract to translate it into Spanish.
Well, Joe, and folks, we could go on and on. She's just got all kinds of awards and honors, especially recently. And Joe, congratulations on that. And how apropos that we should be celebrating your career, your success, on National Women's Small Business Month. And today is the day we've set aside to specifically focus on that all day long. And guys, I know you're thinking, what's in this for me? Well, you need to pay attention to what the ladies are up to. I can promise you that. Joe, there are ladies out there. Now you've accomplished an awful lot in your career, and you're internationally recognized. You've worked in the private sector. You've worked for in the government. You're an author, a celebrated author. But there are ladies out there who are just today, they're where you were. If you think back to the year when you sort of got your career going, mm-hmm. and you didn't know that all this was in store for you, there are ladies out there right now who are where you were then. Speak to them.
Never give in. Never give in. Never give in. Once you know what you want and you develop a belief that what you're doing is your life work, is what you really and truly want to be doing, persist, persevere, never give in. It's not going to happen all at once, and many days you'll think, will it ever happen? But believe in yourself and find someone else who will believe in you, and that helps a tremendous amount, but it's not the only way to do it. You have to have that belief in yourself, and you can develop that in a number of ways. And one of them that I use a lot is positive self-talk. When you know what you want, then develop some aphorisms or some sayings that will help you to pretend, if you will, that you already have it. Mm-hmm. And make your positive statements in the present tense. I found that was one of the key things that kept me going when things seemed dark. You know, as you said, you don't get success all at once. But if you give up, you'll never be successful.
If you had to give women one, if you had to give the women that you know and the women who are listening one thing, the women who are whose careers are just budding and they need to change the direction in their lives, they don't like where they are and they need to make a change, whatever that might be, whatever that might mean. If you had to give them one thing, wouldn't it be to believe in themselves? I mean, isn't that something that guys, we're born with this ego thing,
mm-hmm.
and whether we're justified in believing in ourselves or not, a lot of times we sort of have that attitude,
mm-hmm.
and you know, as I say, whether it's justified or not, and I think that's to a much lesser degree sometimes in women, and ladies, before you tell me I'm not qualified to say that, I have asked a lot of women on this show that question, and they basically agreed with me, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I agree, because we usually are really good at finding things wrong with ourselves. But
the self-talk is not always positive, is it?
That's true, and we are sometimes our own worst enemy, because we put ourselves down, and we need to learn that we're better than we think we are. That's basically the message I go out with. I see myself as an encourager, because I believe we need a lot of encouragement. We need other people to believe in us, to help us believe in ourselves. And we need to develop that characteristic that allows us to believe in ourselves. Now, I'm not talking about bravado.
I'm not
talking about ego, being egotistical and I'm the best and you have to bow before me and that kind
of
thing. It's an inner knowing. It's an inner strength.
Confidence.
Everything comes from inside of
mm-hmm.
us. And when we get it deep in our core that we are good enough, we are as good as anybody else, and we can do anything we put our mind to. It's having that vision clearly in front of us. What do we want to do? Often we flit from one thing to another, and we don't really know. We're chasing things, and we just continually go after something, but we never give it a chance to come to fruition because we want instant gratification.
Mm-hmm. Joe, hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm gonna quote the great American poet Maya Angelou, Dr. Maya Angelou. I'm gonna make a quote that I heard her say one time, and I'll get Joe's comment on that. And we'll do that right after these messages. Joe Condrell is our guest. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and it comes every Sunday in the afternoon by email. I think you'll like it. It'll get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things you can do on my site. Lots of archives, lots of articles, 500-plus Brain Trust members now, the largest community of small business experts in the world, probably in the galaxy, and there is no better example of the outstanding resources that our Brain Trust members are than our good friend this half hour, Joe Condrell. Actually, she's always our good friend. She's just our guest this half hour. And she's the founder of Gold Mines, an award-winning company, an international award-winning company. She's the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them in here. Something under 10 million copies sold worldwide in like 159 languages, even Swahili, I think. Joe, books are now in Swahili. Joe, give us your website, please.
It's www.goalmines, GOALMINDS.com.
I'll tell you what, ladies, if I could give you one tip, I would say learn as much as you can about the career of the four ladies who are on the show today, Joe Condrell, Kelly Oldweiler, Joanna Brandy, Sheree Carter Scott. You will find more inspiration than you can imagine and more no, and the models, the model that you will see in all of these ladies, especially Joe Condrell, will really make a difference in your lives. And talking about making a difference, Joe, I heard Dr. Maya Angelou, the great American poet, speak in February, and she said many things that struck me, but one of the things she said that I actually wrote down was about how thinking of her ancestors who were slaves, mm-hmm. and what they went through, mm-hmm. and thinking of her grandmother, mm-hmm. and she knew how her grandmother lived back in the early part of the 20th century, and how her mother lived and all that sort of thing, and she thought about, you know, what could she accomplish, and she was thinking about, you know, whether she should had a reason to believe that she could accomplish this or that, and all of a sudden thinking about those family members, those ancestors, she realized that she had already been paid for, mm-hmm. that they paid for her.
Right.
And so she came into this world basically with no debt relative to the world, mm-hmm. and that there was no excuse for her not to be successful because others had come through times that were much worse and had persevered and basically laid the foundation for her life, paid for the foundation for her life. And when I thought about that, I think about the men and the women who've mm-hmm. gone before me, and Joe who came before you, the mm-hmm. the women who could have been excused if they hadn't persevered. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Mary Kay Ash and Lillian Vernon and people like that. Madame Curie, the women leaders of the last 100 or 200 years or so, who could have been forgiven for not persevering, but yet they did. And so I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, Jim, that makes me think that we need to read a little more, and reading biographies and reading about these successful people, and especially the successful women who blazed a trail for the rest of us, who made it a lot easier for us to open doors, and especially I'm thinking now of borrowing money and of having a credit card in our own mm-hmm. name, you know, so it wasn't too long ago that, you know, we were basically a part of a team and a spouse and not much recognized as an individual with our own thoughts and businesses and ideas.
I've had a number of women on my show, and I'm not talking about women who were elderly. I'm talking about women who were at most middle-aged, mm-hmm. who have told me story after story about when they'd go to get a loan for their own business, mm-hmm. the banker would say, come back with your husband, bring his
exactly.
financial statement.
Right.
That long ago? That's not the case anymore, ladies and gentlemen.
No, and that's as it should be, because we do have ideas, and in my case, I'm single, so I would be nowhere if I couldn't do things mm-hmm. on my own. Mm-hmm. And so I really do have a lot of gratitude for these women who went before and opened the doors for us, as well as my ancestors. I know my father instilled in me the sense that you have to keep trying. There's no such thing as can't. And this isn't leading to you have to work all the time. It's just, you know, you need to have a path, and you need to see that path and stay on that path. And when you sort of get blown about and buffeted once in a while, then you know how to come back to that center path and keep on going. Just put one foot in front of the other one day after day.
Well, Joe, and I don't think you mind me telling this. You know, you're very quick to admit that you have grown children.
Yes.
And so that means you're not a spring chicken, nor am I. But the thing is that you're a good example of someone who has helped pay for some of the younger women these days. And so on their behalf, I want to thank you. I've got 45 seconds. What's something that you say to yourself to help you with your persistence?
I can. I can do it. I can do it. And I just have to keep telling myself that. Mm-hmm. I can. It's possible.
Well, and the other thing that you do, though, in addition to saying that to yourself, you take the steps and do the things that make that happen.
Yes.
You don't just rest on the words, do you?
No, you can't do that. And you have to do the hard things. You have to do the right things that aren't pleasant.
Joe, give us your website, please.
It's www.goalminds.com.
Goalminds, GOALMINDS.com. Her books are there. You can find them wherever books are sold. Whatever Joe does is top shelf. Joe, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
We'll see you next time. Joe Condrell, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. quick break. Right back with another good friend, Kelly Owyler, right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.